1 Corinthians chapter 8, beginning in verse 1. And if you would, out of love and respect for the book, would you please stand? The God of the book, I should say. And let's read just these first three verses. 1 Corinthians chapter 8, beginning in verse 1. Now, as touching things offered unto idols, we know that we all have knowledge. Knowledge puffeth up, but charity edifieth. And if any man think that he knoweth anything, he knoweth nothing. If any man think that he knoweth anything, he knoweth nothing yet as he ought to know. But one of the most convicting verses in the Bible. If any man love God, the same is known of him. If any man love God, the same is known of him. Let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, we are forever indebted to you. We can never repay all of your grace, your mercy, your love, your long-suffering, your goodness, your kindness, your forgiveness, your salvation, eternal life, the promises, precious and true in this book. Father, this morning we pray that through your Spirit, that you would fill me and control my thoughts. Lord, I want to be a help and a blessing. I don't want to do anything but glorify your name. I want to exalt our Savior. And Lord, I want your Holy Spirit to do the work that's needed in every heart, please. I cannot, Lord. I dare not try. Please, you take the realm, the reins. You take the control. You do the work here today. We'll give you the praise. Please bind the devil, Lord. Put a holy hedge around this place. Remove all evil and all spirits that would oppose your Holy Spirit. Help us to die to our flesh. Die to our will. And let you be honored here this morning. And please, I pray, Lord God, as you look down from heaven this morning, you would be pleased with what you see and what you hear. In Jesus' name, amen. I mean, you may be seated. Verse 2 tells us plainly that when we begin to think we know something, it's usually when we realize that we don't know what we ought to know. And that's a convicting verse as well, because there's so much that we need to know. But what God's trying to tell us is in verse 1 there, knowledge is not what we need more than anything else. What we need is charity. What we need is really the love of God in our hearts. The love of God that only God can give us. The love of God, charity, is what it is in its purest form. God's love is nothing at all like this world's idea. This world's idea of love is an emotion. It's usually lust. It's usually some type of emotion, but charity is really a holy decision that I'm going to love regardless. When you say, "Well, I love you," when you're first dating your wife or your husband, you know, it's usually an emotion. But after you get married, and then a year or two, or a month or two passes, you realize all those emotions are gone. You know what you have to do from that point on is you have to decide, I'm going to love this woman. In my case, I'm going to love this woman. I'm going to be faithful to this woman. I'm going to treat this woman like she deserves, like God says. And it becomes a holy decision based on the Word of God, based on righteousness, that I'm going to love. I'm going to be loyal. I'm going to be faithful to this woman who I have said, I commit my life to you. Emotions are not always the same. Have you noticed that yet? Have you realized that yet? Emotions change. Feelings change. I mean, you know, sometimes you wake up in the morning with a headache, with a stomach ache, with a cold, with a sinus infection, and you don't feel like loving anybody. You know, sometimes you wake up, you may be down, you may be discouraged, you may be tired from work, you may be hot from the summer heat in Texas, and you don't even feel like getting out of bed. But yet you've got to do what you know is right, and you have to decide, okay, I'm gonna do the right thing today. I'm not gonna go against what I know is right. Charity is a decision that leads to an action. It's not an emotion. It's not an emotion. God's love is not built on emotions. It's not built on feelings or senses, if you will. It's built on this book. It's built on wisdom that God gives us. And it's a decision that I make in my heart. It's a commitment that I make to do something that I know God would have me to do.
Yep. Amen.
Verse 3 is probably, like I said, one of the most convicting verses in my life. I don't know when the first time I really saw it and God made it, it hit me in the face, but every time I read it, it just, yeah, man, I feel like I need to get on my face. I need to repent. If any man love God. Now that's, again, it's not an ooey-gooey sensual emotion. Again, it's that love, it's that charity. If any man love God, the same is known of him. It will be known. It, in other words, it will not be a secret.
Amen. Amen. That's right.
It will not be something that you can hide. Yep. It will not be something that you can. You won't want to hide it, but you won't be able to hide it. It will be known. It will be obvious. It will be revealed to other people. If any man love God.
Amen.
Does that, I don't know if that, but in other words, I ask myself, dear God, does anybody know that I love you? Now, I'm just being honest with you, but there are days where you can go through your daily routine and you all of a sudden the Spirit of God gets a hold of you and say, does anybody know that you love me today?
Yeah, come on, great.
You know, you get up, you do your thing, you do your thing, you do your thing, you do your thing. Before you know it, it's noon. Before you know it, it's 3. Before you know it, it's 6. Before you know it, it's bedtime. And the Spirit of God just, for some reason, grips your heart and says, hey, did anybody even know that you love me today?
Come on, preach.
Now, you see what I mean? It really gets down to the bottom of our hearts. It does mine anyway. If any man, it doesn't matter who you are, it doesn't matter where you're from, it doesn't matter how much money you have, it doesn't matter whether you're pretty or ugly, it doesn't matter if you're rich or poor, it doesn't matter if you've been saved for a day or a decade, if you love God, people will know that. And therefore, I have to believe the opposite is true.
Yep. Man.
If you don't, well, they'll know you don't. In other words, if they don't know that you do, then they won't know whether you do or not, and they won't be sure, and there will be no. In other words, this love that I'm talking about, this decision to do right, this decision to obey the Heavenly Father in heaven, the one who has given me life, the one who has bought me with a price, the one who has redeemed me from the sin camps of hell, it's the one who has given me all that I have. Listen, it's a decision every day, that I'm going to love him. And it's going to be such a decision and a commitment that other people are going to see it.
Amen. Yep.
Number one, quickly. If I love God, other people will see that I love what he loves.
Amen.
Yep.
If I love God, I'm going to love what he loves. Now, I'm not going to turn to all these scriptures, but Matthew chapter 3, verse 17 is when Jesus got baptized. And John the Baptist baptized him there in the Jordan River. And the Bible says a voice came from heaven, a dove descended upon him, and there was a voice that came out of heaven and said, this is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. That was God's testimony that he loved his son. Now, in other words, we know that he loves his son. Of course he does. But I want you to understand, when we realize, when we love God, we will love what he loves. And it will start with, we will love our Savior.
Amen.
We will love his son.
Amen. Amen.
We will love Jesus. We will decide. By the way, love, God's love, again, is a commitment. It's a loyalty. It's a dedication that cannot be changed as long as my heart is right. It won't sway. It won't be altered. It won't vary with the day or the feelings. It will be a daily commitment. I will love my Heavenly Father, and therefore I will automatically love what He loves, which is His Son, for one thing. My Savior. I talked to you, I think it was last Sunday morning, and I really don't feel like I did that what I was trying to say justice. But when Jesus hung on the cross, I told you last week, He said, Father, forgive them. They know not what they do. Anybody that betrays Jesus is really, they're not truly understanding what they're doing. And because nobody in their right mind, or in their right heart, I should say, would ever betray the one that died for them, that loved them, that gave them life.
Amen.
If I love God, it will be obvious that I love His Son, Jesus Christ. I will love, again, I'm not talking about feeling good. I'm talking about being committed and loyal and dedicated to my Savior.
Yep. Amen.
And when He says, follow me,
amen. Come on.
That's what I'll do.
Yeah.
Amen.
Because I love Him. Because He's the one who died for me. Because I love my God in heaven, and that's His Son, my Savior.
Amen.
You realize, if you don't follow Jesus, you're betraying God.
Yep. Amen.
Number two, I'm going to love the Scriptures.
Yep.
If I love God, you will know that I love God.
Yep.
Number one, I'll love His Son, Jesus Christ, my Savior.
Amen.
And you'll know it.
Amen.
I'll love the Scriptures, His Word.
Amen.
John chapter 1 says, in the beginning was the Word was with God, and the Word was God.
Yep.
The Word. If I love God, I love the Word. They're one and the same.
That's right.
Amen.
That's right.
Come on.
Brother Worcester has some testimony he wants to tell everybody, but I'll go ahead and instill some of his thunder. He was out of town last week and ended up going to a church and saw what life is really like out there.
Yep.
In churches where nobody had a Bible but him. The pastor was in shorts. Now, if any man love God, the same shall be known of him.
That's right.
And vice versa.
Yep.
Not one Bible in the church. Not only did the pastor have shorts on, but most of the congregation had shorts on. If any man love God, the same will be known of him, and vice versa.
Amen.
But if I love God, I will love my Savior, and I'm going to love the Scripture. I'm going to love the Word of God. It's going to be my food. It's going to be my nutrition. It's going to be my water. It's going to be my nourishment. It's going to be. I'm not going to treat it as if it was something less valuable than anything else in the world. It's going to be right up there with God, because it is God. It's His revelation of Himself to you and me.
Amen.
If you love the Word of the God of heaven, you will love His Word. There is no way to divide the two. I'm sick and tired of people talking about God and Jesus, and but yet they don't have a clue what the Bible says. They don't care what the Bible says. They don't do what the Bible says. They don't even have the Bible. They don't even believe the Bible. That is a lie, folks. If any man love God, the same will be known of him. You can't love God without loving His Word.
Amen. Amen. That's right.
And if I love God, you'll know I love His Word.
Yep. Amen.
You'll know it. It'll be known of me.
Yep.
And it'll be known of you.
That's right. Great.
When somebody comes over to your house,
come on.
Say somebody comes and visits you for a week. at home? Will they know that you love the Bible?
Yeah. Great. Yeah. I'm all.
If I love God, I'm going to love what God loves.
Yep.
I'm going to love His Son, Jesus. I'm going to love the Scripture. Hey, listen. I'm going to love sinners.
Amen.
God commendeth His love toward us, and while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. I'm going to love sinners.
That's right.
Now listen, I'm not going to love what they do.
That's right.
I'm not going to condemn their life or condone their lifestyle. I'm not going to support their lifestyle. But I realize that they're sinners, and I'm going to love them like God does.
Yes. Amen.
I'm going to love it according to Luke chapter 15 verse 7 and verse 10. I'm going to love it when sinners get saved. Because the Bible says that there's more joy in heaven over one lost soul who repents than over 99 people who need no repentance. In other words, they're already saved. God has more pleasure in that one little nobody that nobody cares about except Him and people that love Him. They love Him. They love that one blind Bartimaeus. They want that one sinner to get saved. They love it. There's more rejoicing in heaven. There should be more on earth, though. But there's more rejoicing in heaven over one sinner. Why? Because God loves that sinner.
Amen. That's right.
Christ died for that sinner.
Yep. Amen.
If I love God, it will be known of me that I love sinners enough to love them getting saved, enough to do what I can in order to help lead them to the Savior.
Amen.
Come on.
I'm telling you, folks, it's obvious that our people in this country, if any man love God, the same will be known of him.
Yeah.
And vice versa.
Amen.
I will love the Savior. I will love the Scripture. I will love sinners, but I will really love it when sinners get saved.
Amen.
I will rejoice. As a matter of fact, I will live with that desire in my heart every day to do my part in sinners getting saved.
Amen.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yep.
Why did Christ die on the cross? Because we were sinners.
Yep.
Because God loved us. Why did God send His only begotten Son? Because we were sinners.
Yep.
Because God loved us. Why does Jesus ever live to make intercession for us today? Because there's still a world full of sinners out there that God loves. And if we love God, it will be known of us that we love sinners enough to go after them.
Amen. Amen.
I mean, I thank God for this church. I thank God. We had one saved again yesterday.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
And we were out there, and it's hot. I know it's hot. Don't get me started. I know it's hot. And listen, I'm not talking to you if you're physically unable. Please. This doesn't apply to you. But the vast majority of us, that doesn't apply to us.
That's right.
Yeah. Come on, preach.
The problem is, you probably don't love God like you should.
Yeah, great.
Because if you did, you would love sinners and love to go after them.
Yep, great.
And it would be known of you.
Yep, amen. Come on, great.
Again, I'm not talking to those of you who have real valid reasons that you can't. But the rest of you, yeah, it's hitting right between the eyeballs because it's known of you.
Yep, great. Amen.
If any man love God, the same will be known of him.
Yep.
This verse is a gut wrencher. I know it is. But it should help us. It should challenge us. It should convict us. It should push us. It should drive us to love Him like we should. After all, in Matthew chapter 22, they came to Jesus and they're trying to find fault like they always were. They said, "What's the greatest commandment?" And you know what He said, don't you? "Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all your heart."
Amen.
Soul, mind, and strength. Everything. That's the greatest commandment. Why? Because God knows if you'll get that right, you won't worry about anything else. Everything else will work.
Amen.
If I love God, people will know it. I'll love my Savior. I'll love the Scripture. I'll love sinners. And I'll love sinners getting saved. And you'll know it. It won't be a secret. How can I keep that a secret? But you know, it's easy to keep a secret. It's easy to keep the fact that I love God a secret, but the truth is, you're not fooling anybody. You're certainly not fooling God. If I love God, it will be known of me. I'll love what He loves. Number two, put your seatbelts on. I'll hate what He hates.
Yep. Amen. Yeah. Hey. Amen. Come on, preach.
The ride might get a little bumpy now.
Amen.
The Bible says in Psalm 97, verse 10, turn over there if you would, I want you to see it. I want you to see what God says. I love the Scripture, remember? Because I love the God of the Scripture. And the Holy Spirit that wrote it, this is God's Spirit. In Psalm 97, verse 10, something you ought to remember for the rest of your life, you ought to mark it, underline it. It's real easy, just the first part of it especially is what I'm looking at. Ye that, say it with me, ye that love the Lord, hate evil.
Amen.
Do you see that?
Amen.
Ye that love the Lord, hate. Now, so instead of me going around trying to figure out what I need to hate.
Right.
I need to focus on loving the Lord.
Yep.
And I will, listen, understand, I will naturally hate evil.
Right. Amen.
That's easy to understand. If I focus on loving the Lord, I will naturally, a natural result of that will be I'll hate evil.
Amen.
Because evil is directly opposed to the Lord. Evil is directly contrary to God. Therefore, I will naturally hate evil. I will naturally hate the things that are contrary to the one that I love. The word hate, oh, that's a big word, but it's in the Bible. I'm not going to change it. I'm not going to water it down. That's what the Bible says. If I love the Lord, I will hate evil. I'll hate sin, dearly beloved. I'll hate even the garment spotted by the flesh.
That's right.
Jude 23.
Yep.
Hate. H8, that's what the Bible says. I will hate even the garment spotted, even if my clothes are spotted with the flesh and the evil of this world, I'll hate that.
Amen.
Do you understand the Bible says to avoid all appearance of evil?
Amen. Hey, that's right. Yep. Come on.
Hey, dearly beloved, why don't we hear more preaching like this anymore?
Preach.
Because we don't love the Lord.
Yep. Amen.
America has forgotten about over half of that book right there because they've forgotten that the Lord is the Lord God Almighty, and if I will love Him, He will change everything about my life.
Amen.
But yet, however,
if
I love evil,
preach.
I'll hate the Lord.
That's right. Yep. Amen.
Now, preacher, that's not true. I don't hate the Lord. I hope not. I mean, I'm not trying to insinuate anything. But here it is. No man can serve two masters.
Yep. Amen. Yeah.
You will love the one and despise the other.
Right. Yep. That's right. Amen.
Again, that's the Bible that you said you loved a minute ago.
Amen, brother.
If I love the Lord, I'll hate what He hates. I'll hate even the appearance of evil. I'll hate even the smell of evil. I'll hate the taste of evil. I'll hate the very sight of evil.
Amen.
I'll stay off of Facebook because all that's on there is evil.
Come on, preach. Amen. Amen.
If I love the Lord.
Come on, preach. Yep.
If is a big word.
Here I am. Amen.
I'm not trying to make you feel bad. I hope the Holy Spirit does, though, if you love that more than you love the Lord. Because that's the reason that's the reason that you're not getting out of the Christian life what you thought you were going to get.
That's right.
It's not about loving me or trying to please me. It's about loving the Lord. And when I do that, when I give Him my heart on a daily basis, I decide to commit my life to Him. I will naturally hate the things that are destroying His name. The Bible says, if any man name the name of Christ, let him depart from evil. We don't need another version of the Bible to understand that.
Paul, preach. Amen.
But we need another version of the Bible if we don't like that.
Preach. Come on. Amen.
I'm not here to hurt you. I told you it might get a little bit bumpy.
Come on.
But if you love the Lord, it will be known of you.
Amen.
Why? Because this will make you so different that nobody will be able to hide it.
Yep. Come on, preach. Amen.
If you love the Lord, you'll love what He loves.
Yep. That's right.
Preacher, why are you so old-fashioned? Why does it seem like... All I can tell you is... I don't know when. I wish I could tell you the date and the place. I know when I got saved. I know with the date and the time and the address. I can take you there right now. But I can't tell you exactly the time. But somewhere along... God did something in my heart.
Amen.
And He made me realize He is the only one worthy of my love.
Amen. Amen. That's right.
My life.
Amen. Amen.
I can't tell you where. I remember days where I laid on the floor in my living room and I said, God, it's all yours. It's all yours, God. My home, my car, my life, my breath, my wife, my children, it's all yours, God. And there's nothing. It's all yours. I give it all to you. I surrender all, God.
Amen. Amen.
I remember those nights when everybody else was in bed. And I was out there weeping and praying and just giving myself to God.
Yep.
And now I know why. Because if I wouldn't have done that then, boy, if any man love the Lord, the same shall be known of him.
Amen.
I'll love what He loves. We sing, I surrender all.
Come on. Yeah, come on.
We sing it, all to Jesus, I surrender all to Him, I freely give.
Yeah.
I will ever love and trust Him.
Come on. Yeah.
In His presence daily live, I surrender all. Sometimes I feel like closing the book and saying, lying's a sin.
Yeah, come on, preach.
That ought to be at least our heart's desire.
Yep.
That's got to be. It's got to be. It's got to be. Dearly beloved, the days are getting dark.
Yep.
The night cometh when no man can work.
Right.
Jesus is coming very soon.
Oh.
The Bible says when Jesus comes back, He says, will I find faith on the earth? Will I find anybody following me?
Paul, preach. Yep.
No, you won't if you're not loving Him.
That's right. Yep.
Will I find anybody that's really completely sold out? Not if you don't love Him.
Yep. That's right. Come on. Preach. Preach.
I'm not foolish enough to say that I'm going to be there. I have to love God. It has to be a daily decision in my heart too.
Yep. Amen. Amen.
It's not just you. I mean, I'm talking about all. If any man, including this man.
Yep. Amen.
It's got to be daily, folks. I have to love God. I have to know that He is the only one and He is all that matters.
Yep. Amen.
And when you get to that place, be careful. Don't be shocked. Marvel not, my brethren, if the world hates you.
Yep, that's right.
Marvel not, my brethren, if your own family hates you.
Oh, preach, preach. Yep.
It's not because you hate them. It's because you love the Lord.
Amen. That's right. That's right.
Amen.
And they know it, but they don't like it.
Yep. Come on, preach.
I will love the Lord. I'll love what He loves. I'll hate what He hates. And I could, if it wasn't Sunday morning, I'd preach on this for about 30 more minutes, but I've got to finish. Number three. I'll do what He says.
Amen.
I'll do what He says. I want you to turn with me now in 1 John chapter 5. 1 John chapter 5. 1 John chapter 5. Verse 2. By this we know that we love the children of God when we love God and keep His commandments. Verse 3, 1 John 5, 3, you there? Notice now, this is the key verse. For this is the love of God. Wait a minute, God's telling us, and this is the love of God. Number one, we keep His commandments.
Yep.
Now, that means we do what He says. But it doesn't stop there. Be careful. And His commandments are not grievous.
Yep.
What does that mean? Okay, look up here real quick. What that means is I do what God says without an attitude.
Yep. Yep.
Amen. Amen. That's right. Amen.
Right.
I do what God says without grumbling.
Come on, preach.
I do what God says without complaining.
Yep. That's right. Amen.
It's time to take the trash out. Okay, now, well, I'll take the trash out. I don't take this trash out. I'm going to take the trash out. I don't ever need to take this trash out. That's not doing what God... That's grumbling, murmuring.
Amen.
That's not obedience.
Amen.
In God's book.
That's right. Amen.
Obedience is, yes, sir, I'll gladly do what you say, sir. I'll take the trash out because it stinks, because it needs to go out, and because I love you.
Yep. Come on. Amen.
That was free.
Amen.
That's just an example.
Yep.
How many times do kids obey you simply because they don't want to get in trouble? All the while, they're unhappy. They're grumpy. Dad's making us. Mom's making us.
All free.
That's not obedience.
Yep.
It's not obedience. That's compliance.
Amen.
And that doesn't please God. That's not love. If you obey your parents like that, you don't love your parents.
Yep. Right. Amen. Amen.
That's what it says. If I love God, I'll do what He says, and I won't, and it won't be grievous to me. It won't cause me so much heartburn. I know y'all getting real quiet, but now what you ought to do is just obey God anyway. But listen, you need to pray and say, God, I'm going to obey You, but I don't like this. But I'm going to pray that You'll help me love You like I should.
Yeah.
I don't like this because this, whatever, I'm not going to use it, whatever it may be for in your life, I don't like this particular way that you want me to do something, or the way you want me to dress, or the way you want me to talk or act, or I don't like this particular thing, what you want me to do with my money, or I just don't like this, God, but God, I know it's right, and then, but God, and Lord, I'm praying, Lord, please change my heart so that I'll do this because I love You, and I'll understand that Your way is always best.
Amen.
Yeah. Amen.
So in other words, don't stop obeying God because it's not always fun. Just keep obeying God, but in your heart pray, God, I want to love you like I should. I want to do what you say, and I want to do it and not even have to feel a second grief about it. Not even a second moment, not even a moment of grief. Not a second thought. It's what God says. Why do you do what you do? It's what God says.
Amen.
I want people to know that I love God, not because I want people to know about, because I want God to be glorified. I want God's name to be lifted up. I want people to know that I love God. But listen to me, dearly beloved. It's not going to impress your friends. It's not going to impress the world. It's not going to impress most of your family. But dearly beloved, listen to me. It's what the Bible says. If any man love God, the same will be known of him.
Yep.
And vice versa.
Hey, that's right.
I'll love what he loves.
Yeah.
Now, if you're okay today, sitting here under the preaching, and you're okay to just get up here and walk out of here and go home, knowing that you don't love God like you're supposed to, then you've got bigger problems than I can handle in one message.
Yep.
But if you understand that God loves you,
yeah,
that God is the only reason you have life,
amen,
and God is the only reason you have everlasting eternal life.
Amen.
Those of you who are saved, God is the only reason that you'll ever see, even see a glimpse of heaven.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you know that you don't love him like you should, then you'll understand why I said at the beginning of this message, that's probably one of the most convicting verses I've ever read.
Yeah.
Amen.
Because I'm ashamed if I go in and out of somebody's life and they don't know I love God. That I'm ashamed of that. You ought to be.
Yeah, man.
And I am. But that's between you and God. However, if you love God, we'll know it.
Yep.
People will know it.
Amen. That's right.
You'll love what he loves. You'll hate what he hates. God hates. God. The Bible talks about a perfect hatred. Yeah, God hates. God hates sin because sin destroys his children's lives.
Right,
I mean, daddies, don't you hate? Don't you hate if a snake was coming to bite your child? Wouldn't you be willing to just go ahead and lop that snake's head off?
Amen.
Well, why do we think God's any different? We're his children. He's bought us with a price. He's purchased. The Bible calls us a purchased possession. But not only that, we belong to him as his children. He's a loving father and we're his children. And he loves us. Therefore, he hates the things that continually destroy his children. Because it's not flesh and blood, remember? It's a spirit.
Amen.
I'll hate the things that he hates. I'll hate the things that he hates. I'll love what he loves. I'll hate what he hates. And I'll do what he says without griping.
Amen.
Do we love God? I know you want to love God, but do you really love God? It will show, folks. And by the way, vice versa.
Yeah.
Heavenly Father, we need your help this morning. We're very far from where we need to be. I am. Lord, at this moment in my heart, Lord, I publicly, before these precious souls in front of me, I publicly, Lord, declare my love for you. I publicly devote my life to you, and I pray for more grace. I pray for more grace, God. To love you when it's not easy. To love you in the trials. To love you in the heartache. To love you in the storms. To love you when my heart's breaking. Lord, I want you to know that I love you. I want to love you with all my heart. And I pray you'd help me love you like I should. And this crowd, this congregation this morning, Lord, speak to their hearts. Speak to our hearts. Grow us, God, in our love for you.